You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to turn on fall detection on Apple Watch. To make this work on your Apple Watch, you will need a Series 4 and above. This feature will only work on those particular models, so keep that in mind. Fall detection is essentially what it is. It will detect if you have fallen, and based on when you fall, it will have a couple options for you to pick from, and I'll explain that as we go through. So if you are one of those people that have the tendency to fall, or you're like myself, I just like to have this on just in case. It's available, why not use it? And I feel better knowing that it's there. Now, just a little note here. If you have told Apple Watch or your iPhone that you're 55 and older, this feature is going to be automatically set to on. So you will not have to turn this on yourself. All right, so basically you can just get your iPhone out, and we're going to go to the Watch app itself. So I'm going to go over there.
Watch.
From here, one finger double tapped, open up.
Watch all watches button.
And we're going to swipe to the right, or keep swiping to the right, until you get to the emergency SOS.
Emergency SOS button.
And go ahead and double tap this.
Emergency SOS heading.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to fall.
Fall detection off.
There
double
it
tap
is.
The toggle setting.
So as it is, it's turned off. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap this on so you can see what it sounds like. So when I double tap this fall detection to on.
Alert. Fall detection. Fall detection is designed to recognize falls that happen as you get older. The more physically active you are, the more likely you are to trigger fall detection due to high impact activity that can appear to be a fall. Cancel button.
So we've got two options. We've got to cancel.
Confirm button.
And confirm. Yes. I know that older people have the tendency to fall, but, you know, being blind, I have fallen a number of times just for either I stumble on something or whatever. You can probably relate to that. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm. Double tap.
Fall detection on.
And
double tap to toggle setting.
Fall detection is now set on. Now, if you're curious, what happens after you do a fall, what exactly can I expect and what will happen? Well, first of all, if it detects a fall, you're going to hear an audible alert coming from your watch. It's going beep, 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 beep. And so it does this alert thing. And basically, just check your watch face and it'll have three options. Now, two things are going to happen here. If you fall and you're unconscious or you're just unable to move or whatever and you truly need emergency, if it doesn't detect you moving within a minute, it will call your emergency provider automatically. And if you have set up the emergency contacts within the emergency SOS, your emergency contacts will be informed as well. However, if it detects that you have moved, it's waiting for a response for you. So it will not call anybody if it detects that you're moving. The first option is going to come up here is the call for help anyway. So you can say, I want to call for help. The other two items is you're going to get, I fell, but I'm okay. If you're okay, you just go swipe to that, double tap that, say, I'm okay. And then the last one is the option for I didn't fall. So as it mentioned before, maybe you're doing some rigorous exercise that caused it to do that. It may go off and you can say, hey, I didn't fall. And that is it. That's pretty simple how the fall detection works and how to turn it on your Apple Watch. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleBiz.com.